Don't you wish your yentas were hot like Whoopi? Don't you wish your yentas fart on live TV? Don't ya? Oh, the toxic flatulence. It was overflowing yesterday morning on The View. You know, the beauties, they continue to amaze me. I think we can all agree, The View, it is the worst show on television. With the abundance of channels and streaming services, the television market is a bit oversaturated. Quality of some of these shows being produced isn't what I would call great. There's a lot of bad shows on TV, but without a doubt, The View is the worst of the worst. Yet somehow, the ladies, they continue to draw good television ratings. I know casual fans are disengaged with the modern NBA. A lot of casual fans feel like the current NBA product is substandard when you compare it to past generations. But even with that being the case, there is absolutely no reason that The View should have a larger audience than the NBA on ABC. So far this year, The View is averaging 2.5 million viewers, meaning there are 2.5 million lonely women who are allergic to toxic masculinity or masculinity in general. These women are likely unemployed looking for a sugar daddy. They wake up every morning and allow themselves to be indoctrinated by The View. This is what happens when a woman can't find a good man. They end up behaving like the beauties on The View. All my gentlemen out there, if you run across one of these women on Bumble or Tinder, take my advice. Swipe left. If she is dressed like Sun Hostin in her profile picture and she is sitting on a whoopee cushion, I don't care how beautiful she is, she ain't the girl for you. I promise you don't want those problems. Yesterday morning, the ladies on The View, they were overreacting to the Supreme Court's decision to allow Donald Trump, Orange Man Bad, to be on the presidential ballot, and the decision to postpone one of his many trials until April. The audacity! What is happening to our democracy? My gigantic friend Lizzo visited me this weekend while she was getting off the forklift. She told me democracy was like Burger King. You can have it your way. That is obviously not the case anymore. I am so tired of hearing about these mythical threats to democracy. We really should go back to teaching civics in school instead of kids learning about the hundreds of available genders they get to choose from on Gender Selection Day. They should be learning about civics, our government, the way it's set up. There are millions of people in this country who believe that America was founded as a democracy, when the reality is, it is supposed to be a constitutional republic. And no, it's not a republic like the People's Republic of California. But the decision from the Supreme Court yesterday, it caused plenty of fake outrage throughout the mainstream media. Last night, we discussed the overreaction of Keith Olbermann. Keithy poo! Keithy poo! Today, we are going to discuss the overreaction from the yentas. I swear the mainstream media, they have to be colluding with each other. There is no originality anymore in the media. All these people, they are saying the same thing. It's like they're all parrots reading off the same script with the narrative coming directly from deacons at Woke United Methodist. Yesterday morning, the whoopee cushion, she was leading the segment where they were overreacting to the Trumper. Now, before I show you this clip, I want to give you guys fair warning. The flatulence is incredibly strong with this one. I encourage you to grab your Fauci mask to protect yourself from the rancid odor. As you can see, I'm not taking any chances. I prefer to keep my sense of smell, so I'm going with the shirt. Now, are you ready? All right. Here we go. This is how the ladies at The View reacted when they found out that the Trumper had one of his trials postponed until April. Watch for yourself.
Let's look at a scenario where the Supreme Court says, yes, he has that. He has all those rights. He is immune from everything.
Yeah.
You know what Joe Biden could do since he is presently president?
What?
Whoa. He could throw every Republican in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, he could. I mean,
Actually,
this is not
because
a good thing. This means is it's he could do anything.
First of all, where was the fifth yenta? I noticed the radiance of Sun Hostin. I felt the presence of the great pretender, Alyssa the Pharaoh Griffin. Noticing Big Red Joy Behar, that should go without saying. You could fit 68,000 people inside that Superdome on her shoulders. She never ceases to amaze me either with her ability to keep it perfectly balanced. Now, obviously, the whoopee cushion was there. The rings of Saturn melt when she hikes her leg. But there's usually a fifth yenta. It's either that anonymous blonde, Susan or Sandy or who cares? It doesn't matter what her name is. It's either that anonymous blonde or the other lady who I think shares a last name with Dave Navarro from Jane's Addiction. Where in the hell were they yesterday? Those lonely women in the studio audience, they didn't get the full experience with only four yenta showing up to work. But as you heard in the clip, Whoopi Goldberg claimed that our fearless leader, John Biden, has the power to throw every Republican in jail. Wait a minute. I thought the media narrative here was that Trump was a threat to democracy. Over the last few months, how many times have we seen the mainstream media compare Trump to Adolf? Every day, the media is claiming that Trump wants to be a dictator, yet here we have the whoopee cushion claiming that John Biden has the power to throw every Republican in jail. Since when? Since when has the president of our country had the power to throw political opponents in jail? That's not the way it's supposed to work. That's the way it works in Russia. You know, Russia, Vlad Putin, public enemy number one, according to the mainstream media. That's how it works over there. If a journalist speaks out against Vlad Putin, he goes for a morning jog through the woods and ends up getting hit by a freight train. But it's never been that way here in America until the administration of John Biden. Unfortunately, the whoopee cushion isn't necessarily wrong here. It's rare that I find myself agreeing with one of the propagandists on The View, but the whoopee cushion's actually right. Even though it's not supposed to be this way, it does seem like John Biden has the power to influence the criminal justice system. Just look at what happened last week with Steve Baker from The Blaze. Look at the mini trials of the Trumper. Now, do I think John Biden is orchestrating this himself? Obviously not. I mean, Johnny B has a hard time operating his bicycle, but are deacons at Woke United Methodist weaponizing the justice system to target their political enemies? Normally, when Whoopi Goldberg says something outlandish and nonsensical, the lonely women in the audience, they will laugh, they'll cheer, and her fellow yentas, they will praise her. But when she said John Biden could throw every Republican in jail, you could hear the audience gasp. Big Red looked to be frightened. Sun Hostin appeared to be worried. Of course, Alyssa the Pharaoh Griffin, she's not allowed to express her negative emotions. As the only pretend conservative on this show, it's her job to pretend like normal people are okay with this bullshit. Once Whoopi Goldberg heard the negative reaction, she tried to backtrack a little bit. Even though I said this with a look of joy on my face, what I really meant was, this would not be a good thing. Sure. Next, the ladies moved on to the Supreme Court's decision yesterday to allow Americans to vote for whatever candidate they choose. Except, of course, Nick Haley. By the time November gets here, God willing, Nikki Haley will have returned to irrelevance. Hopefully, she'll be back in South Carolina collecting a paycheck from Boeing. Now, just in case you didn't know, St. Nick, she is an expert when it comes to sleighs and airplanes. She knows how to drive the sleigh, and she's an expert at riding in private jets, which means she is more than qualified to sit on the board at Boeing. Just like their pretend friend Keith Olbermann, the ladies on The View, they were outraged with this decision from the Supreme Court. Now, to her credit, the whoopee cushion said that the Supreme Court made the right decision. Well, actually, she said the Supreme Court probably made the right decision. Since we're talking about the ladies on The View, I guess that's close enough. That's as close as we are going to getting factual information on this dump. Now, according to Whoopi Goldberg, this decision from the Supreme Court is responsible for normalizing Donald Trump. What? The Supreme Court allowing Americans to vote for the candidate of their choosing. Somehow, that normalizes the behavior of the Trumper? Never mind the fact that the behavior on The View is absolutely grotesque. They are more concerned about the behavior of the Trumper. More specifically, they are concerned with the behavior of what they call MAGA Republicans. Listen to how the whoopee cushion describes her aggression. Watch for yourself.
I know it's probably the right decision, but I don't like that we've normalized this man.
Yeah.
It has really irritated the poo out of me.
Yeah.
That we have normalized him and his bad behavior.
It's too easy. I mean, they make it too easy. As you guys know, it doesn't take much to irritate the poo out of the whoopee cushion. Hell, 5 days a week, it is flowing like a summer breeze. I kept waiting and waiting for the ladies to give one example of Trump's bad behavior. For some reason, they never did. I don't know about you guys. At this point, I don't give a shit about bad behavior. I don't care about mean tweets or mean truths, whatever they call it on Truth Social. The only reason the media cares is because Trump exposed their bias and propaganda. I don't think most normal people care anymore about mean tweets. The whoopee cushion is worried about the normalization of Trump's behavior. Now, where was that same concern when all those peaceful protests were happening? Trump uses words. Peaceful protesters, they were using riots. Which was more damaging? The truth is, the mainstream media, they have no way to defend John Biden. They can't run on his record. It sucks. They can't run on his foreign policy. It's a disaster. They can't run on the economy, even though they tried. For a few weeks, the media gave a valiant effort pretending like the economy was booming. Problem was, no one believed it. To be honest, fewer and fewer people are believing anything that comes from the mainstream media. Their only play is to demonize Trump. And I think one of the reasons that the media hates him so much, he destroyed their credibility. With two words, fake news, Trump destroyed CNN. Even though ratings on The View are still good, they are nowhere near what they were a few years ago. Their only play is to demonize the Trumper and portray him as an evil dictator. Question is, will it work? Will it be effective? You tell me. I don't think the mainstream media has the same influence that they had in 2016 and 2020. Do you think their current strategy will be effective? Also, can someone please explain to me how The View still has an audience? This has to be one of the world's greatest mysteries. Who's watching this garbage? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.